Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Yasser Arafat held talks today, but their meeting ended without an agreement on the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the West Bank town of Hebron. The pullout was originally scheduled for last March. U.S. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross called today's talks extremely productive. He said real progress had been made. Joining us now to talk about where the peace negotiations are headed is NPR's Eric Weiner in Jerusalem. Eric, yesterday there was a great deal of optimism that a deal on Hebron would be reached, and yet the face-to-face talks between Arafat and Netanyahu ended without an agreement. What happened?
Well, it's unclear exactly why the talks today did not produce an agreement. As you say, expectations going into this meeting were very, very high. This was the first summit between Yasser Arafat and Benjamin Netanyahu since last September, this past September at the White House. They met today for more than 3 hours at the border between Israel and Gaza, but they left without talking to reporters. Afterwards, U.S. mediator Dennis Ross tried to put a brave face on the meeting, but the bottom line is there was no agreement.
There's been a considerable amount of attention to this issue, to Hebron, and it is the last of the 7 West Bank cities the Israelis are handing over. Once the Israelis leave, does this mean that the Palestinians are close to having their own state on the West Bank?
Not necessarily. In fact, many Palestinians are afraid that they are a long way from their goal of an independent state. Their fear is that a Hebron withdrawal, an Israeli withdrawal from the town of Hebron, might signal an end of the peace process as far as Israel's concerned, not a continuation of the process. In fact, after Israel withdraws from Hebron, if Israel withdraws from Hebron, Israel will still control 4/5 of the land in the West Bank. So basically, you have a situation where the Palestinians are in control of the cities, the population centers, but Israel controls the land surrounding the cities, the land between these cities. In fact, the Palestinians are very dependent on Israel economically. If you want to make a phone call in the West Bank or even turn on a light switch, you must go through the Israeli phone system or the Israeli electrical system. There's not even a road that connects the Palestinian autonomous areas of Gaza and the West Bank. So, in fact, the Palestinians are a long way from statehood, and really the big fear that many Palestinians have is that at the end of this peace process, they will end up essentially trapped on islands of autonomy surrounded by land controlled by Israel.
What's the politics for Netanyahu here in this delay? Isn't he going to have to make a deal soon? This issue has been delayed for 9 months already.
Well, I don't think anybody in Israel right now would want to be in Benjamin Netanyahu's shoes. He's under a lot of pressure, a lot of conflicting pressure. First of all, he's under pressure from his own supporters, people who voted for him. These include Jewish settlers, right-wing Israelis who are opposed to the entire principle of land for peace, and many Israelis who are just concerned about their security. He's also under a lot of pressure, of course, from the Arab world, even from countries like Egypt and Jordan who have diplomatic relations with Israel and who are considered to one extent or another friendlier with Israel, certainly than other Arab countries. Netanyahu is also under pressure from the Americans. They have a lot invested in this peace process and they don't want to see it fall on its face. Really, the criticism of Benjamin Netanyahu is that since he took power about 6 months ago, he's talked a lot about peace, but he's done very little to advance it.
What's the next step in this negotiation, Eric? When does it pick up again?
More talks scheduled for tomorrow. The delegations are supposed to meet. The U.S. mediator, Dennis Ross, says he's going to stay in town indefinitely, and there is a sense that this thing is going to wrap up soon. In fact, some Israeli newspapers are speculating that both sides, Israeli and Palestinian, are trying to wrap up a deal in time for Christmas as a kind of Christmas gift for President Clinton. It's, of course, too early to tell whether they'll be able to deliver.
Thanks very much. NPR's Eric Weiner reporting from Jerusalem.